Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, doing the show At Home in Connecticut. And one thing I've noticed is a lot of places, they're getting creative. You know, we've all been accustomed to this time of the year, the walks, the runs, the benefit events that are going on. People are still in need. Places are still in need. That's not going to stop anytime soon. And joining you this morning is Tracy Conti. She's the Vice President for Development and Community Engagement at Ability Beyond. They've always done this run, but you guys had to think a little bit differently. It's a nonprofit. You know, every little penny helps towards them helping people, and the people are what make Ability Beyond fantastic. I'm looking at the website. There's things you do for people that really need the help that a lot of people don't understand. So I wanted to get you on this morning. Just tell me, we'll start with a little bit about Ability Beyond. What makes you guys special?
Well, thanks, Joey. Ability Beyond is one of the most comprehensive systems of community-based support for adults living with disabilities throughout the Northeast. I mean, we serve more than 3,000 adults with all kinds of diagnoses, people with traumatic brain injury or autism spectrum disorder, mental health issues, developmental disabilities, and physical disabilities. Our groundbreaking programs we're very community-based, so we believe in helping people live as independent a life as they can. So we serve people in residential homes. We have 120 group homes throughout the state of Connecticut and New York. People live in supported apartment environments and houses. We have transition services and employment programs and day programs. So we try to help people live independently, find a job out in their community that makes them feel rewarded and valuable. And we encourage their socialization, too, so they can be active part of their community. And we also offer job training and employment opportunities through a consulting practice called Disability Solutions, which has a national focus.
And that's had to be one thing during this. I mean, the self-isolation or social distancing, for you guys to work with these individuals to help them understand what's going on. I mean, a lot of us don't understand what's going on. And for some of your clients and your, we'll call them, you know, I'm sure a lot of you guys see them as family at this point. It's a little it's different to explain it to someone that has a disability that doesn't understand exactly what's going on. So this whole COVID-19 thing had to be definitely very difficult for you guys to translate to your friends and family.
It is. It's very difficult. You know, someone with a traumatic brain injury might not remember what they've learned yesterday, and so every day is somewhat new, and you have to re-explain. The isolation, I think, is hard. We have people who are home with their families in wonderful care, and we're getting messages through our Facebook page practically every day from young adults saying, "When can we come back? When can we come back?" So you know, it for some, their socialization has been cut off. We've tried to counteract that by rolling out a lot of virtual programming. So over Zoom, we're able to go out and reach people in their homes to bring them everything from yoga or other exercise to bingo and trivia games to, nature videos and educational programs. So we're trying to keep people engaged for at least part of their day.
And I think that's one thing, you know, a lot of, like, I know people with autism. My sister works for one of the homes and for the state. And one of the big things is for a lot of people that have this, you know, different disabilities is the structure. And throwing something like COVID-19 in their path disrupts the structure. So you guys have done, you know, wonderful things, like I said, with the Zoom and the kind of keeping them engaged and let them knowing you're still there. We're going to continue. We're going to keep that structure going. And with that continuation, the fact that you're still able to figure out a way to do the 5K race, that's pretty, I mean, they got to, they understand that you're doing what you can and the race is going to impact them positively like it has in the past. They might not be able to get out and go to the race, but they can do the race on their own, which is pretty cool. So, you know, you have this race coming up July 31st to August 2nd. What does the race entail and how does it benefit Ability Beyond?
So the race has been happening for about 14 years, and it's a wonderful community event. All proceeds benefit Ability Beyond. So it's a fundraiser for us. And we're very appreciative of Southwest Cafe in Ridgefield, Connecticut, to be sponsoring this for our benefit. The money is used for, you know, our daily operations. It helps us give transportation to people we serve to help them get to their jobs or to their soccer program or their basketball game. It helps us bring in more virtual services, laptops and handheld devices, so that we can be, streaming programs for them. And it just helps in so many ways to help us deliver our basic services to the people we serve.
And there's a little interesting twist to the race that I saw come across, and I was very intrigued by that. There's a raffle, but what is one of the other benefits, I guess, people can enjoy
of
the virtual race?
Margarita. Everybody gets a margarita. Everybody of age, I should say.
Yep.
People who are under 21 certainly could get a non-alcoholic margarita. But people who sign up, the registration is just $20 to participate. People can complete the 5K at their own pace on their own. So if you're an avid runner, you can get on your treadmill or run in your neighborhood, and you record your time right on the 5K website. And if you're not a big runner, you can walk and invite your family and your friends or your neighbors to join you and walk. Every person who signs up for $20 through the website will get a race t-shirt and will get a race bib. And at the conclusion of the 5K, that bib becomes your coupon for a free margarita from Southwest Cafe.
I mean, kudos to Southwest Cafe for doing something like this for you guys. I mean, they've been doing it forever, but the fact that they're still willing to do it in this time that a lot of businesses are hurting and, you know, trying to make payroll and stuff like that, they understand, and to your credit, what Ability Beyond does for people in the community. So that's pretty cool for them. And you guys to have that relationship over the years and understand that you both help each other. And that's the thing, you know, during this COVID-19 epidemic and pandemic, that communities have come together even stronger. And for you guys to continue this race, and that's one of the things, you can do it at your own pace. We're seeing, I talked to someone the other week from the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, the trails are busy. So why not spend a little bit of money? You're going to go hiking or walking anyway, so you might as well give a little bit of money to benefit. And hey, once you can get down to the cafe, you can have a margarita. You know, it's a win-win.
Exactly. It's a win-win for sure. And it's so uplifting, just what you said, how communities have come together and how people are really focused on continuity and some degree of normalcy. And so, you know, we're so appreciative also that this is happening again this year, and that they didn't just say, well, we're going to have to wait till next year. It's just really uplifting for us.
I mean, it's nice that you guys are kind of, you know, it's July 31st through August 2nd. So if the weather's crummy on one day, well, you can wait till the next day. You're allowing people to be as flexible in their own schedule, and you guys as flexible to make this work. And that's one thing that, you know, I think doing what you do at Ability Beyond, you understand that you have to be flexible. And people are starting to understand a lot more, I think, than we used to. You have to be flexible with a lot of things. And this just proves that and shows that you're allowing people to be flexible. They can still help. Like I said, people are getting outdoors, which I think is great during this time. You know, people are stuck at home and we're still getting outdoors. You can social distance on one of the heritage trails in Farmington, anywhere down to the shoreline along one of the beach lines. You know, you can get outdoors. Great cause that you're helping. It's going to put a smile on someone's face. And the fact that you're doing it and you might not meet that person, I think makes it feel a little bit more special. You're doing it to help someone. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a great thing that has brought to the forefront a lot of need in the state, but a lot of helping. And people are helping in ways like this that we've had to get creative. I mean, if we were to think 5-6 years ago that we'd be doing virtual 5K marathons to help benefit causes, no one would have thought of that. But it's here. It's now. We're doing it. It's amazing.
It really is incredible. It's so true. The technology is really supportive of the current environment we're living with COVID-19. So we're so glad that we can continue fundraising like this and connecting with people in the community. And every dollar that this 5K raises is really helping someone. So hopefully people feel like they're contributing and doing a good thing.
Because that had to be one thing. I mean, you guys must have taken a hit during this pandemic, unfortunately.
We did. It's been interesting. You know, we rely on state reimbursements for the majority of our services. And we had to shut down virtually every program, our employment services, day programs, transition services, pretty much everything with the exception of our residential programs. So during this whole situation, we've been focused on taking care of 450 adults with disabilities in 120 group homes across the state. And that's 24-hour care. So our staff has been incredible. They're heroes. They've really risen to the occasion and helped help us keep people safe, keep people healthy, and keep people engaged. But canceling programs came with a big financial hit. So initially, when we started, our financial impact was approximately $90,000 a day, which would have been a $5 million impact in just a two-month period. Thankfully, we've been working on that, and that number is coming down through a lot of negotiations with our state funding agencies, but also our ability to adapt and roll out virtual programs so that we could show the state that we haven't really canceled everything, you know, every program. We're doing our best to serve people in their homes throughout this situation. So, you know, fortunately that $5 million impact is coming down, but we really rely on fundraising in normal times. And we had to purchase $500,000 of personal protective equipment. We didn't get it from the state. We didn't get it from others. We went out on our own and had to purchase it. So even just $500,000 impact, we have to make up for that. That comes right off of our bottom line.
And so that's one thing, you know, the 5K is going to continue. It's the Southwest Cafe Margarita 5K to support Ability Beyond Ridgefield programs. And, you know, that's one thing. It's ironic that, you know, it's called Ability Beyond. And what you're doing during this time of need to help people has gone to just beyond your walls. You're letting people have the ability to continue their lives and continue the support and the friendship beyond your walls, and allow these people to understand that you're still there. And for Southwest Cafe to let people know they are still there in the community to help people. And if anyone wants any more information about the race or Ability Beyond, it's abilitybeyond.org. Top of the page, events, click on it. You can get all the information about the race. I'm hoping we get some people, you know, out there, just anywhere in the state, anywhere that you can listen to this, and sign up at abilitybeyond.org. Click on events, get all the information you need. Register July 31st through August 2nd, so rain can't play that big of a part in why you can't participate. The cost is $20. It's a simple cost just to go out and walk or run or enjoy the outdoors. I mean, there's nothing wrong with enjoying the outdoors. The safest place to be right now is outdoors enjoying life. And to give these people a little bit of hope and fulfill their want to get move forward in this. I mean, everyone just wants to move forward during this COVID time and just resume life as normal. So the fact that you're helping them to continue just the daily routines and understand that you're there to help them, I think that's a great thing. So joining me this morning again, Tracy Conti, the Vice President for Development and Community Engagement at Ability Beyond. AbilityBeyond.org. Click on events. Get all the information about the race, the Southwest Cafe 5K. You don't have to run it. Gosh, it's July, August. It might be hot. Take the family, walk, bring some water, and register and do a little something. It's not going to hurt you. Maybe you'll lose a little weight. You know, the COVID-15 has hit us all. So I appreciate you joining me this morning, Tracy. You know, is there now? I always ask people about, you know, if it's the Science Center or the New Britain Museum of American Modern Art. What's one thing that Ability Beyond does that you want people to know that kind of goes under the radar, unfortunately? Like, what's your shining gem, if you will, about Ability Beyond?
I think the shining gem is that everybody at Ability Beyond loves what we do. We're always positive, and so through COVID-19, we've worked hard to keep the positivity, and we're going to keep on doing that.
See, and there you go. You know, keep the positivity, the ability beyond the four walls that you have in the building. It's going to continue. People will strive through this. It's amazing to see the creativity and just humanity survive. You know, people have survived for millennia, and this is just a little blip in the speed bump of life. That's the best way I can think of looking at it. We will survive. So again, joining me, Tracy Conti, Vice President for Development and Community Engagement at Ability Beyond. We've been talking about the 14th annual Southwest Cafe 5K. Hey, you get a free margarita, you get outside a little bit, you help some people. What can go wrong? Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.